Everybody, welcome back to Medicare Agent IQ. I'm Raul Gonzalez.
And I'm Oscar Ibieta.
And today we are, let's remind people why we do the show. One of the things that we've come across in the years that we've been doing this is there's a lot of agents out there that have been kind of struggling because they don't have someone out there helping them. So kind of like the idea is we're hoping to be a mentor to a lot of agents out there. And so we want to help agents. Feel free to reach out to us if you have questions. But one of the things that we're going to do is the same thing we did last week, which is more kind of role playing scenarios of as an agent, what you would do to make sure that that you are prepared for an actual appointment. So more role playing, right?
Yeah, how are you gonna handle these situations if you're on a phone call or if you're in a home and you're running an actual appointment? You're gonna come across a lot of these scenarios. So really today, we just wanna pick up where we left off and talk through a few more scenarios and examples that you'll see out in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm gonna be the customer today. And so very first one, I'm calling you up, ring, ring.
Hi, this is Oscar.
Hi, Oscar. I was actually given your phone number by a good friend of mine, Johnny, and he mentioned that you help people with Medicare.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I do. I'm assuming you have Medicare?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Oh. I mean, and to be real honest, I have this plan. I am on Humana HMO, and when the guy sold it to me, he basically said that the prescription drugs were going to be, you know, lower cost. And I wasn't expecting, you know, right now, I just got a bill for my Trulicity and I couldn't pick it up because it was so expensive.
Oh gosh. Okay.
It's like $250 or something.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like you may have fallen into what's called the donut hole. Are you familiar with what that is or that term? Have you maybe heard it in the past?
No, I don't, I guess he might have said something like that.
Okay, well, here's what we can do. What I wanna do, the donut hole can be a little bit complicated, a little bit confusing, so what I wanna do is I wanna schedule a time to come over and I'd like to sit down with you and actually give you some visuals and give you a better explanation of how that works. Are you available on Monday at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay, perfect. Then we'll see you then. I've got your address here, so I'll meet you there at your house on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Okay, let's.
So we'll cut.
Well, we would take a break right there. And so just a couple of thoughts and things that I would even share, kind of what I would do as an agent in that moment is I would make sure to say and make it clear that this is a sales appointment. I would, at the end of that, and say, and one of the things that I'll do is trying to see if there's other options that we might be able to take to other plan options that might be able to help you and then do a scope of appointment, right?
Yeah, yeah. Collect the scope. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. And it's hard when we're role playing, but I would make that very clear to the person that you're meeting in case it's a secret shopper like that, you know, yep. I mean, because it's the right thing to do also, but what I would do is just kind of get that out there and say, hey, look, you know, this, you know, I would possibly see if there's something else that we could get you on that would fit and help save you some cost, you know, to be able to do that. And, you know, when you get there, and we're actually gonna do the role play of when we finally sit down together also. But one of the important things that I would also do is talk to them about LIS, see if they maybe qualify for that. So let's go ahead and fast forward.
Yeah, we've gone through the warm up and all of these things. So now we're getting down to business. We're in the home and we're ready to talk business. So.
Right.
All right, so back into that. Okay, so now that we, you know, we're here, we're together, I wanna take a little more time to dive into the cost of your Trulicity and what might be happening. So I do wanna take the time to just, I know I mentioned last week when we spoke, I talked a little bit about the donut hole and I wanted to meet with you so that way I could explain exactly how that works. And so this donut hole, unfortunately, it's something that exists with all Medicare plans. So a lot of times people will call me and they're in the same situation as you, right? Is there another plan where I can get this Trulicity at a much lower cost? Because I was only paying $40 and then this month it went up to $250. You're not alone when it comes to that. You know, that does happen quite a bit, but unfortunately that is something that exists with all the Medicare drug plans. Now, we want to see if there's a way that we can save you some money. And so that's what I want to try to accomplish here today. So now that I've actually explained, you know, the donut hole and how it works, there are, let's look and see if there's other ways that we can save you money. So there's a program out there. It's called the LIS program. And what that does is that will give, if people qualify, it will give you discounts on your prescription drugs. Now, it is based on income and assets. So in order to qualify, we'll have to have a conversation as to where your income is. And I'm asking those questions simply to see, solely to see if you would qualify for any of these programs. So I'm gonna pull out this sheet and I'll talk to you a little bit about how much these, you know, what these limits are. So for this year, if you qualify for this program, the LIS program, if you make less than $1,900 a month, then you may qualify for this program. Now, it's just you, right? You're not married, or do you live here by yourself?
Yes, I live here by myself.
Yeah, so the threshold, the way that it works is if you make less than $1,900, it's $1,903 to be exact, if you make less than that, then you may qualify for this program. Do you know if you make more or less than that much?
I think my check comes out to about $3,000 a month, but then I also have
some
retirement fund.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So unfortunately you won't qualify for this program just because the limit, the threshold is $1,900. But I always like to start there to see if we can get somebody on this program, because many times people qualify for these types of assistance and they don't even know it. So that's usually my starting point, and I want to see there. So now another thing that we can do, you mentioned that you have Humana Gold Plus, and I have your list of doctors here and I have your entire list of your medications, and I did a little bit of research. And I do see that there are a couple of other options for you that are on the table that we could maybe look at. Now, again,
we might change my Trulicity cost.
So that's exactly what I was going to talk about here. So right now, when you go to the doctor, like when you see your specialist, you're paying $20 every time that you go and see your specialist. Now, I may not be able to save you money specifically with this Trulicity, but with this other plan, there's another option that all of your doctors take and all of your medications are covered. It will lower a lot of your copay. So we might not save you money directly with your Trulicity, but we may be able to save you money in other ways. So when you go and see the doctor right now, I know that you pay $20, right? When you go and see your specialist, with this other option that we have, it would lower your cost to $10. So it would actually cut your copay in half. And right now with the plan that you've got, there's no, you've probably heard people talk about grocery cards, right? And grocery benefits. It's not something that you have built into your plan right now, but there is an option that we have here that we'll look at that actually does have a built-in grocery benefit where it'll give you $50 every month to spend on groceries. And that's, you know, groceries, that's, we're spending money on these types of things every single month. I'm sure you've gone to the store and had to get groceries. So we'll be able to, again, we can't help you directly with the Trulicity, but we can help bring some of the costs down for you in other ways. And of course, there's a lot of other benefits that I'm gonna go through here where you'll see, you know, where you're gonna save a lot of money, but I just wanted to highlight a couple of them. But what I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna actually go through this and I'm gonna go through every single benefit and what you'll be paying with this new option that's on the table for you.
Yeah. Okay. Anywhere I can save money, like honestly, it's just gotten so crazy expensive. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to take my meds anymore. This, I don't even know what to do. So yeah.
Well, you know, to that point, right? If it's not in the budget, it's just unaffordable, or even if you can't afford it, right? Who wants to be paying that much money for their medications? Another thing you can do is have a conversation with your doctor. Get with your doctor and say, hey, look, you know, I've reached the donut hole, and when I went down to the pharmacy, the cost of this medication was super high. Do I have any alternative options? Is there anything else that you can put me on? Are there any generics for this? Or is there another option where it would bring, you know, where I'm not paying as much money as I am for this Trulicity? Or maybe even ask for some samples, you know, from your doctor.
Oh, that's so a good idea.
Those are things that I see, that we see some of our clients do. Okay. And a lot of times, you know, people are on a medication simply because that's what their doctor prescribed. Other times it's because they've tried other medications and this is the only one that works. But if that's not the case, and this is just the medication you're taking because it's the one that your doctor prescribed, go back and have a conversation with them and say, hey, doc, are there any other options? Because this is getting too expensive. It's out of my budget. It's unaffordable.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll do that. And I could say ultimately, like, that's the biggest issue that I'm having
right now. Paying for that medication. So yeah, right. So we have a plan, right? We're gonna go, you know, you're gonna go and talk to the doctor and have a conversation with them, and then we're gonna look at this plan here to see how other ways that we can save money, you know, basically put money back into your pockets in a sense, right? Yeah. So we'll cut there, right? So we'll stop, and now let's break that down and talk.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. I feel like making sure that we address the problem for the customer, because that's their biggest issue. And I feel like in ways you kind of cut to that, but I do like the other options of like, hey, look, let's go back to your doctor. Why don't you have a conversation with them? See what they can do. I think that makes a lot of sense. I might have led with that before going into talking about the new plan. That just my style. I feel like it's a way. I think that psychologically, if a person calls you with a problem, and at least for the way that I am, and I guess maybe I'm a little harder on salespeople as a consumer, but if you start directing me to another area before you address
your problem,
then either I'm one of two things. I'm one thinking, oh, this guy's not here to help me. Two, I'm thinking, about that, well, this still doesn't fix my problem. What am I? And I'm not even fully listening to your sales presentation because I'm thinking about my problem. So I might do that in a different order, but ultimately still, I think we still landed exactly where we would. And again, given real feedback right here, I think that's the way that I would handle it.
Yeah, and I would agree. You know, now that we've broken it down and we're having a discussion about it for those listening, I would probably suggest I would take Raul's coaching on this and say, look, you probably should. Let's address the problem first and let's see if we can get to a solution, and let's spend the first part of the conversation talking about that. And then let's transition into finding other solutions.
And I feel like that's a rule for sales. Like if you work in sales, it's important to know that you got the whole idea of sales, and if we're really good at it, is finding a problem, addressing the problem, and then giving them a solution, right? Mm-hmm. So we address that, and so I think that makes sense. But yeah, great job. Let's go on to the next one. Unless you had anything else on that one.
That's all I have for that one. Okay. Do you want to go into this one maybe next, or do you want to jump to this one here?
No. We'll go to let's move over. So here's a scenario. I'm gonna call you in right now, and ring ring.
Hi, this is Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. Hey, do you remember me? We met not too long ago, and we were playing golf, and I remember when we were talking, you mentioned that you do Medicare insurance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, so funny story. I'm 68 years old, and I've decided to move companies. And so I changed over to the company, and I got the cost for their healthcare, and it's way too expensive. And I'm like, man, I am eligible for Medicare. I'm 68 years old. Okay. So I'm like, well, why not give that a try. So you were the first person I thought of after that conversation. So just kind of wanted to figure out like what would be some good steps, or how could I do that?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling me and thinking of me. So one of the first questions that I may have for you is, I know with your previous job, I just want to confirm, I don't want to assume anything, but you had insurance coverage through your previous job, right? So you didn't have Medicare. Do you have Medicare both Part A and Part B right now?
I'm pretty sure I do. I think I pay for it.
You're paying. Okay, so you were paying for insurance through your work, and you were paying for
Through Medicare, work it was free.
your insurance through your work before?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But now that you're moving over to this new job.
Yeah, it's crazy
expensive. It's super expensive. Okay. Yeah. So I always want to make sure, that's usually my starting point, is I want to see if you already have part A and B, or if you don't. A lot of times people get part A automatically when they turn 65. So I had a feeling you probably had that, but not everybody gets part B when they turn 65. So if you don't have part B, that would be step one, right? Is we'd have to activate, I always tell people, we'd have to activate your part B, so that way we can look at the Medicare options that you have. Now, other questions, there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to this. Is it just gonna be you on this coverage, or do you carry any dependents, your spouse or any children on your insurance coverage?
Yeah, my wife is on my insurance also.
Okay, is she eligible for Medicare? Is she 65?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. She's turning 65 next month. And
okay.
So I don't know, I just figured like this would be the right time to give you a call.
Yeah, you know, it might actually make sense, because there are times when I meet with people like you, right, and they've got insurance through work, but their spouse is not 65 yet, and so they need to have them insured, and so they'll choose to stay on their group insurance until their spouse becomes eligible for Medicare. But since you both are going to be eligible for Medicare, and you've already, you know, come to the conclusion that the insurance option that you have through your new employer is going to be way too expensive, then it might be the time. It probably is the time to say, okay, we're both eligible for Medicare, and insurance is going to be way too much through my work. Let's look at the option of Medicare. So I'm happy to sit down with you and go through and talk about what the steps are. There's a lot of moving pieces and a lot of moving parts, but that's exactly what I do. This is what I do for a living. I can help you get all the paperwork in.
Well, I've got my list of doctors and my list of medications with me. So
okay, well, good. If you can do me a favor, if you can share that with me, I can make a list. What I'll do is I'll start creating a profile for you, and it'll let me do some homework. So that way it'll help me better prepare for when we actually sit down and get together. Now on this list, do you have that same list for your wife and her medications?
They got it all.
Beautiful, perfect. Okay, because that's usually some of the homework that I'll give people.
The only thing is are you able to help her with signing up for Medicare?
Yeah.
Like, cause I don't remember. Look, I collected Social Security early. I think I was 60, something like that. And so I never, had to sign up for it, but I noticed she doesn't have a card. And so that's something you could do.
Yeah. So there's paperwork. There are certain forms. The name of this form, it's called the L564, right? That doesn't mean anything to you, but to us, we know exactly. So we very common, right? People, more and more people are working past the age of 65. So they're not taking Medicare when they first become eligible for Medicare. Now, in your wife's case, she's going to be brand new to Medicare, right? So there is a process for that. We can do it online. There's paperwork. There's different forms. So it's a little bit confusing, but not for me, because this is what we do every single day. So don't stress too much about it. You know, I'm glad, you know, that's why you reached out to me. I always make a joke with people and say, that's why I have a job, because it's my job to help walk you through this, right? Your job is to do what you do at your, you know, with your employer. My job is to help you with this part. So I want to make sure that there's no stress on your end from this. I'll take all of that off your plate and help you knock this out. So
no, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you can, you know, go ahead and get me the list of your doctors and the list of your medications, and then I'll start preparing and doing some of the homework. And then what's going to be really important, since you already have your Medicare Part A and B, we're not too worried. I mentioned earlier, this would be step one, right? Is getting your Medicare in place. We need to complete step one for your wife. So,
well, can I ask you, like, cause here's my issue is I already changed my job.
Okay.
And so, you know, I need to get insurance. We can't be without insurance. How long is all this going to take?
It depends. Now for you,
that's not a question. That's not an answer I like.
Well, for you, it's very quick. For you, it'd be very easy. Now, because your wife is going to be turning 65 next month, we have to go through the application process through Social Security.
You know what? I'm looking at my card, and it says Part A only.
Okay. That's your card for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we need to activate part B for you. And then for your wife, we need to activate both her.
Can
her
I just
part
do
A
that at any B. time? Like I'm
can do it online.
I saw somewhere that you can only do it like in the beginning of the year or something like that.
Yeah. So that's usually those enrollment periods or those conversations that you may have had. A lot of that applies to people who already have Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan or something already in place. Now for you, you have what's called a qualifying life event. And so you will have the option to get onto the Medicare. You can leave the group coverage. In this case, it's new coverage, right? But you can opt out of that and opt into Medicare. So very normal. Again, I know these are all concerns that you have, but it's a very normal process. And so now the truth is, going back to your question, how long is this going to take? It's in the hands of Social Security. So we've got to turn in the paperwork as quickly as possible. And then from there, you know, it's just a matter of waiting to see how quickly that Social Security office will process it. But we'll monitor it and we'll stay on top of it. And as soon as we know when your Part B has been activated for both you and your wife, then we can move into step two, which is putting a plan in place, either a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan.
So what do I need to do right now?
Right now, I'm going to get you a form. There's a form that you need to fill out and we need you to sign.
I can't just do it over the phone?
For your, I'd recommend doing the form because doing it over the phone right
I'm
now with
supposed
Social
to mail
Security,
it in or
it's a fax. Yeah, okay. We'll fax it in. So if you try calling in, Social Security is going to tell you they're going to probably set an appointment for you a month from now. And we don't have time to wait a month. So I like to take matters into my own hands and say, you know what? I have some control over this. Let's get this signature on this paper and let's get this faxed in so that way we can send it in. But yes, you can do it over the phone. There's even an online form. But from the way that I've seen it most successful in the fastest way has been by faxing it in.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I appreciate it. So when are you going to get me that form?
I'm going to email it to you right now. I know you gave me your card when we played golf. So is that a good email that I can send it to you?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to send that over to you and then I'll send, and then if you can just fill that out and sign it and then get it back to me, I'll fax that in as well. Now for your wife, because she's going to be brand new to Medicare, we can do that application online. It doesn't take very long. So, maybe I can call you a little bit later this evening and we can get on the phone and then go through the online application process
okay.
for your wife.
Yeah. Whatever it takes to just get this done as soon as possible. Cause not that there's anything wrong with us, but I just, sure. I don't like not having insurance.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So yeah, we'll definitely make it, we'll treat this with a high priority and we'll get this taken care of. But it's a two-step process, just so you know. Step one is getting the Medicare in place.
Okay.
And then step two is getting that other coverage in place, whether it's a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. So before we even get into step two, we have to complete step one. So let's do that first. And then once we get that all submitted, then we'll set up another time so that way we can look and talk about step two, completing step two.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Absolutely. No problem. We'll talk soon.
All right. That was great. I feel like that's one of those, like the conversation we had, I feel like we've had like 100 times. Like that's one of those real life kind of things that happens all the time.
And it's a real conversation. So if you notice, Raul kept coming in with questions and he had another question and another question. When you're on the phone with somebody and they're trying to go through this transition and actually make it work, they have all these questions because there's a sense of urgency. I could hear and feel the sense of urgency in your tone.
Yeah, and as an agent, I think it would be really good of all of us to make sure that we match that energy of urgency, kind of the way that he was. Like you could tell how serious I was about this, and so Oscar started. You know, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna even call you this evening once I've got this stuff done. Make sure that it goes through. And I think that especially for people like this individual. It feels like, okay, now I know that they're going to go the extra mile for me. I know that they're going to help me get done. And so that's
important. Also act with poise, right? Because if you're calm in this situation, I wanted to make Raul feel better and say, okay, you know, it sounds like Oscar has done this multiple times before. So I want you to know this is a very normal process that we see and that we deal with and help people go through this transition. So I'm not panicking. This is something that you're coming into for the first time in your life and probably the only time in your life. But for me, this is something that I'm handling on an everyday basis. So for me, this is just business as usual. So I want you to know, I want my prospect to know that I'm calm and I'm going to help you get through this. And I'm feeling good about this whole process.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes people will go in and that type of conversation and like, we'll even have kind of an ad. Well, if you're rushing so much, probably should have called me earlier or something like that. And I think that I appreciate that you didn't do anything like that. Or, you know, I might, you know, because people, I feel like everybody feels like they want to be your top priority. Yeah. And I think that there's a way that we can do that.
Yeah.
And so it really felt good. You did a great job.
Then another note I want to add real quick, when you run into these situations or in the future, if the more time you have to do this, the better, because the reality is once you turn in this paperwork, we're just waiting on Social Security and there's no set answer to say, oh, this takes 2 weeks or this takes 1 week or this takes 3 weeks, depending on how that paperwork is received by Social Security. They may have some follow-up questions. They may need you to call a phone number, or it may happen quickly. I mean, we see them turn around as quickly as 2 weeks. Sometimes they can take 2 or 3 months. And so if you're able to address these situations and scenarios with time, you still want to act quickly, even if you have time to get this done, because you don't want to fall into a situation where you're just waiting and waiting for Social Security to activate Part B the way that I talked about it earlier in that scenario.
Yeah, great job. Let's do one last one real quick before we go. Probably be an easier one, but let's go through it. So, ring ring.
Hi, this is Oscar.
Hey, Oscar. I was given your phone number by this individual at my doctor's office, and he mentioned that you might be able to help me because I switched over my insurance during the open enrollment. You know, obviously that was 4 months ago.
Yeah, back in October.
Yeah. And I switched it over and I'm now on Humana and they changed my doctor. And I thought that I thought the way that they explained it is that I was going to be able to keep my doctor. And it's frustrating because when I went to my doctor's office, they said that they don't even accept this insurance at all. And so I switched over. I thought if I was on a PPO, I could go anywhere that I wanted. Turns out that my doctor says no. And so I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that you can help me. I thought I was getting more freedom by going on a PPO. Turns out I can't even go to my doctor.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, today it's April 2nd, right? And right. So there is a window, right? When people make changes during AEP, so back in October when you made that change, right. After the new year, there's a 3 month window. So it's called the open enrollment period. It runs from January 1st through March 31st. You have the first 3 months to make changes to your plan, right. if you want to make a change. So now that ended a couple days ago on March 31st. So that door has shut, that window has closed. But so at this time, you have to have what's called a special enrollment period, right? We got to figure out if there's a way that we can uncover a special enrollment period
Is there one? Because I was lied to by the agent.
Before we even get to that, right? What I want to do is I want to see if we can find another way that will make this process a lot easier. And so there's still a lot of other enrollment periods that are available. Now, let me ask you, what insurance did you have before?
Before I was on United Healthcare.
On United Healthcare. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So I'm going to make a note of that right here.
That's the one. You know my doctor, right? Like they're the ones that referred me over to you. So.
Yeah. It was. Who was it that referred you? Just to make sure.
Dr. Johnson.
Johnson. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So I know I'm very familiar with the insurances that Dr. Johnson's office takes and the ones that they don't take. I do know that Humana plan that they signed you up for is not a plan that they accept there at Dr. Johnson's office. Doesn't make any sense.
If I'm on a PPO, I should be able to go wherever I want.
Yeah. You can go as in-network, which is going to save you money.
Right.
And then you can go to a doctor as out-of-network. It'd be more expensive, but the doctor has to be willing to accept you if you as an out-of-network patient. So even if Dr. Johnson decided to take you, you'd be paying a lot more money to have access to them. So we want to find you a plan that where Dr. Johnson is going to be in the network, right? Okay. So one of the options is to maybe get you back on the United Healthcare plan, but we can look to see what other options are available as well. But again, before we even get into that, we have to find out if you have one of these special enrollment periods where you're allowed to make a change now that it's April the 2nd. So there's a few. One of the first ones that I want to ask, there's one that's called LIS. And so really, if you get discounts on your prescription drugs, do you know if you're on this LIS program or what do you pay for your medications when you go and pick them up down at the pharmacy?
I'm not on any medications.
No medications? Okay. No. We can still see if you qualify for this program, because if you can get qualified for this program, then that will unlock, right? That will open one of the doors where you can make a change. Other ones are people who have chronic conditions in this market, right? Somebody who maybe has diabetes or heart conditions. Now, so I know you said you're not taking any medications. So my guess is you probably don't have diabetes or any chronic condition or any other chronic conditions. Now there is, I'm looking here. Now you are here in San Antonio. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So, some of these insurance companies have what's called a disaster SEP. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but really what that does is it allows people to make changes to their plan if they missed an enrollment period. So you missed that first 3 months. Remember I was talking about the first 3 months of the year to make changes to your plan? You missed that. However, because there is this disaster SEP and it is available to people here in San Antonio, we will still be able to make a change to your plan. So that's good news. I thought maybe I'd have to be delivering some bad news to you, but as a matter of fact, I've got some good news and we should be able to make some changes to your plan so that way we can get you back onto a plan where Dr. Johnson is in the network. So what I want to do is I want to schedule a time to get with you maybe next week, and we can sit down and look at the plan options so that way we can get you back onto something where Dr. Johnson is in the network. I do have to have your permission to sit down and discuss the benefits with you. So I have to have you, there's a form, it's called the scope of appointment form. And really that's just a form that you'll sign that says that you're giving me permission to discuss plan benefits with you. So I'm going to send this over to you. If you can just sign it and send it back over to me, and then we'll plan to meet next week. If Tuesday morning works for you, I've got it wide open.
Yep. It works great.
Perfect. Okay. We'll see you then.
All right. Yeah, it's great. That's really what I would, I mean, so that the idea is, and I have like a rule within our company, I have a rule within my family. Like we always look for a way to say yes. That's how you serve people, right? Is we look for a way to say yes. Same with this, is that we're looking for a way to say yes to that customer. A lot of agents at that point would probably just be like, well, you know, OEP is over, so you're stuck. But my goal, my hope is that I can find an opportunity for them to enroll right now. And it helps them. They really need that. Helps me. I get paid early. And so overall, that's what I would I would do. So
the easy SEPs or LIS and chronic. And notice in that scenario, neither of those applied. So it's like, well, okay, some agents might stop there to your point and say, well, we're going to have to wait until open enrollment in October. But we would encourage you to still see if there are other SEPs available to make that change now and help the member now.
Yeah. One recommendation I would make to every new agent, really every agent, but every in particular new agents, I think that if you can pull up, there's one in UH, if you represent UHC in Jarvis, there is one with Humana, the special enrollment period kind of worksheet, and it's got like 35 things on there. I don't even know, but familiarize yourself with that, because if you can really get comfortable with all of those scenarios, when those conversations come up, when those calls come up where, man, it's the middle of July, how can I get them enrolled into a plan? Make sure that you look, look for other options, look for other opportunities. I've even had where I've talked to people that were told by an agent that they couldn't enroll mid-year, even though they just lost their job. They just lost their insurance coverage. Of course they can. Yeah. You know, there's a special enrollment period for that. So as an agent, make sure that you know that. That should be one of the first things that you do. So, our like we said, our goal is to help agents, and I'm hoping that when the more that you hear these kind of real life scenarios, that you as an agent would be more equipped, more trained, and more prepared for when those conversations come up. So any other takeaways, anything else important that we
get familiar mention? With those SCPs, that makes you that much more valuable when you're out in the field talking to people.
Yeah. So until next time, you know, just keep listening. Do us a favor. Would you, we get a lot of listeners on Spotify, on Apple, but feel free to engage with our YouTube. That's a big place. We also have, we're doing regular videos where we're just giving more hints and tips for agents out there. So until next time, give us a follow there.